Hello, everyone. I'm Jung-suk from KAIST, and I'm going to tell you about our work, Protego, Cloud Scale Multi-Tenant IPsec Gateway. This is a joint work with people at Microsoft Research Asia, KAIST, and Huawei. So enterprises have rapidly moved to the public cloud over the past few years. The total revenue of major public cloud services like Microsoft Azure, Amazon AWS, and Google Cloud platform has nearly quadrupled for the past 7 years due to this shift. As of 2017, 48 out of 50 Fortune global companies have announced public cloud adoption. In the cloud, virtual machines are provided as compute resources. In addition to VMs, all major cloud providers offer virtual network services. virtual network services. Virtual networks let tenants have their own private networks in the public cloud and add various network functions like load balancer, firewall, and traffic manager without installing any hardware meter boxes for their own. The most typical use case of virtual networks is to extend enterprises' local data centers to the cloud for additional resources or redundancy. For this purpose, there should be a way to connect local on-premises network and virtual network in the cloud. So this is where VPN services come into play. Cloud providers offer VPN gateway instances for tenants to let them establish VPN tunnels between virtual networks in the cloud and on-premises network. So since the traffic goes through public internet, IPsec gateway is generally used to encrypt and decrypt tunnel traffic. Cloud providers deploy these IPsec gateways on VMs. So VMs let providers make good use of their existing commodity servers resources without installing additional hardware meter boxes. And VMs also provide performance isolation and scale in and out easily. Despite these advantages, this approach leads to inefficient resource usage. The figure shows the cumulative distribution of the daily peak traffic of our data center, normalized by the capacity of an existing IPsec gateway. So in each of our data center, there are hundreds or thousands of IPsec VMs in general. But however, in 90% of our data centers, the daily peak IPsec traffic is less than a single gateway VM capacity. So if an IPsec gateway can be shared across multiple IPsec tunnels, we could have used just one VM for this day and save more than 99% of IPsec VMs. So how can you serve multiple tenants with shared resources for elasticity? So to describe more specifically, what we want to achieve is instead of assigning exclusive VMs to each virtual network like this, we want to create an IPsec gateway service which can shrink its capacity when the IPsec traffic is small and subscribes more resources when the traffic becomes large. So the key feature the IPsec gateway service has to have to achieve elasticity is a seamless tunnel migration mechanism. So when the gateways are overloaded, the IPsec gateway service should add more VMs and migrate some tunnels to new VMs. And when they are underutilized, the opposite process needs to be done. So the more lightweight and quicker the tunnel migration scheme is, the IPsec gateway service saves more resources by moving tunnels without hassle. So a straight approach to tunnel migration is to simply redirecting a tunnel traffic from one gateway to another one. This seems to be working, but actually the problem is that IPsec is a stateful protocol. So there are symmetric keys and packet counters, which are states necessary to process this IPsec tunnel packets. But they are in the source node, and the destination node cannot process the IPsec packet, so it leads to a tunnel destruction. So we thought of how to migrate or share a state associated with a tunnel between gateways. So we designed Protego to overcome this challenge with the following core ideas. So the first one is separating the control and data plane. Instead of having multiple monolithic IPC gateways, we propose a single control node processing control traffic and a set of data nodes processing data traffic. By doing so, we make IPsec nearly stateless in the data plane. So in addition to this separation, we leverage IPsec rekeying feature to migrate tunnels without packet loss and buffering. So finally, we devise an elastic provisioning algorithm based on Protego. So I'll mainly focus on the first two ideas in this talk. So first, let's take a look at the first core idea. IPsec actually consists of two separate protocols. One is Internet Key Exchange, which is used to set up shared attributes like symmetric keys and cipher suites between peer gateways. And these attributes are called security association. IK protocol is essentially used to carry the control traffic. The other one is encapsulating security protocol, which is used to actually encrypt and decrypt IP packets. ESP protocol carries data traffic that accounts for most of IPsec traffic. The shared attributes of ESP protocol is called child security association and set up for both inbound and outbound traffic separately. So in traditional software IPsec gateway, the modules processing IKE and ESP traffic are merged into a single node. Each IPsec gateway has separate IKE module and maintains corresponding state. In contrast, Protego has a separate control node, which incorporates the control plane of gateways into a single node. The data planes of Protego consist of a cluster of VMs and focuses on packet encryption and decryption. So the rationale behind this decision is that IK module and ESP module have very different state update pattern. We want to make IPsec stateless to easily migrate IPsec tunnels across data nodes. The IK state is updated infrequently, like every tens of seconds. And also, IK traffic is very tiny compared with ESP traffic. So for these reasons, we introduced a single control node, and we were able to make it process all IK traffic and maintain corresponding state. By doing so, data nodes do not maintain IK state anymore. And ESP modules, on the other hand, has a state changes every IK packet received and sent, like packet counters. So it's almost impossible to save it to a centralized node, but new ESP state can be initialized quickly within one round trip between peer gateways. So we decided to just reconstruct whenever new ESP state is necessary. So now data nodes actually do not have to preserve ESP state as well. So with this design choice, now any data node can process any IPsec tunnel traffic. So I'll explain it a little bit more with the rekeying process in the later slides. And now I'll explain how we actually designed Protego in detail. This is the architecture overview of Protego, which is simplified. And Protego is largely decomposed into three components. Gateway management node, which is the control plane of Protego processing IK traffic. And gateway processing nodes and are the data nodes of Protego, which process ESP traffic. And gateway ingress and egress nodes are software load balancers, exposing external virtual IP address to customers and forwarding traffic internally. Let's first look into gateway management node. The main role of IK is to negotiate shared attributes between peer gateway, such as symmetric keys, as I mentioned. And once a key is negotiated, the management node distributes a key to one of the processing nodes. Then it adds a corresponding forwarding rule to load balancers, like GIN, GEN, to steer traffic to the processing node. It also adjusts the number of processing nodes in the data plane by monitoring the CPU utilization of every node periodically. The next components are gateway ingress and egress nodes. Gateway and, ingress and egress nodes are software load balancers tailored for our Protego. So its main role is to steer traffic by rewriting the destination address of the incoming IP packets or ESP packets to redirect it to a appropriate GPN. And it also achieve per tunnel performance isolation by limiting the rate of the IPsec tunnel. And also, it is responsible for GPN failure detection by adaptively adjusting the interval of heartbeat. And the next one is gateway processing node. GPNs handle encryption and decrypt. ESP packet processing is the main role of a gateway processing node. And GPNs handle basically encryption and decryption of all ESP packets of IPsec tunnels. It's crucial to optimize GPN's performance, but it's not straightforward because ESP packet has to have a unique sequence number to prevent replay attack. So we designed the lock-free ESP packet processor, but we will not cover this in this talk, so please refer to the paper for further details. So I'll talk about how we leverage a rekeying process to migrate IPsec tunnels. So rekeying process is originally intended to be used to quickly renegotiate ESP security association in single round trip. We leveraged rekeying to create new ESP security association in the destination node. And in the process of rekeying, the old ESP security association is alive until new ESPSA is used. So Protego can migrate tunnels without packet loss and buffering. I'll explain the migration process in detail. So first, GMN sends the create child SA request. By the way, here, child SA means the ESP security association. So it requests to a peer gateway with a new Diffie-Hellman value to start the rekeying process. And then GMN receives the create child SA response with the DH value of a responder. And GPN now generates two new child security associations for the inbound and outbound tunnels, respectively. And next, GMN hands this new security association over to a GPN, which would receive the tunnel to migrate. And GMN also adds a corresponding steering rule to GIN and GEN. Then GPN starts to use the new outbound SA. And once the peer gateway receives this traffic of new inbound one, it starts to use its new outbound security association. And finally, GIN steers the new ESP packets destined to the new inbound security association of Protego to the new GPN. The old inbound SA is no longer used, but the old SAs are not destructed during the migration process, as I mentioned. So Protego can seamlessly migrate tunnels without affecting the performance of tunnels. So I'll briefly explain our resource provisioning algorithm. Our algorithm has two conflicting goals. One is to minimize the resource usage for better efficiency, and the other one is satisfying the throughput requirement of tenants by subscribing enough resources. So we model this problem as the one-dimensional bin packing problem because the CPU is the single bottleneck in IPsec processing. So we considered IPsec tunnels as items to put in GPNs, and with this model, Protego periodically consolidates GPNs by migrating tunnels to a smaller set of nodes, and when it finds a hotspot GPN, it instantly distributes the tunnels to migrate the reduce the overload. So we show the effect of the length of the consolidation interval in the later evaluation result. So we implemented Protego on Windows servers. We extended existing load balancers of Microsoft to implement gateway ingress and egress nodes, and used our packet filtering driver to filter the IPsec packets. And GMN is based on the code base of routing and remote access service in Windows Server 2012. And here's our evaluation setup. The testbed has the same networking and configuration as our real production IPsec gateway environment. The figure shows the topology of the experiment. So to evaluate the impact of tunnel migration on the throughput, we established an IPsec tunnel between Protego and the peer gateway. And we started the migration process using the command line interface of GMN at around 18 seconds. And the tunnel performance is almost stable during the migration process, as you can see, according to the figure. There is actually a slight jitter due to the update latency of forwarding rule of our software load balancer. Now let's see the throughput of a single IPsec gateway. As the number of CPU cores increases, the throughput of a single tunnel performance of a single GPN increases linearly. So Protego can provide 10 gigabit per second of the throughput with 8 cores when AES-256 TBC is used for encryption and SHA-1 is used for integrity, and 12 cores when SHA-2 is used. And finally, to see how much resources that Protego can actually save, we ran a large-scale simulation based on production data. So we collected one-day throughput data of IPsec gateways in one of our data centers. And the average throughput of the tunnel is measured every minute. Yeah. And the trace data of 170 tunnels are injected into our simulator, which replay the traffic trace and simulate our provisioning algorithm with different consolidation interval. So yeah, it's a brief result, which I abstracted from the paper. So the consolidation interval varies from 3 minutes to 60 minutes in our simulation. The shorter the consolidation interval is, Protego saves more resources, but more tunnel violates throughput guarantee. So the throughput guarantee shows how much time Protego provides the maximum throughput for 99% of IPsec tunnels. So the resource saving rate is calculated by dividing the average number of VMs that Protego subscribes by the number of VMs needed if you were assigning independent VMs to each IPsec tunnel. So you can see Protego saves a significant amount of resources in general. Okay, yeah, to summarize, VPN gateway or IPsec gateway is an essential and widely used component to provide virtual network services to enterprise customers. Protego is designed to serve multiple IPsec tunnels using shared resources for better resource utilization without dedicating independent VM to each virtual network. According to our evaluation, Protego saves significant amount of resources with the separation of control and data plane and seamless tunnel migration by rekeying. So, yeah, this is the end of my talk, and I'll be happy to take your questions.
So could you explain what your resource metrics are? So, you know, for example, power usage, memory usage, number of cores you're using. I mean, what are what are the resources? Usually it's, CPU memory on one side or, like, power is a good metric.
Yeah, good question. So as I briefly mentioned, IPsec processing, the CPU is the single bottleneck. You know, encryption and decryption is very computationally intensive task. So CPU is always the bottleneck. So in our case, CPU utilization is a performance metric. And when basically CPU utilization is our resource metric here. Does this answer your question?
I think so. So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that that your sort of, you know, shared VM pool uses, you know, 1% of the CPU resources that the VM per tenant model. Is that correct?
In which slide?
Your performance evaluation, or your resource evaluation slide. The last one before this.
Sorry?
A couple slides ago. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what the metric is. Yeah, resource saving. So you're saying that is in CPU utilization overall?
In this case, actually, it's a little bit more complicated. In this slide, actually, we used the VMs, which has the same amount of CPU resources, basically, which has all the same CPU setting and CPU cores. And so we basically, to calculate the resource saving here, we used here the how many actually data nodes it actually used. So the number of VMs is used to calculate the resource saving here.
Yeah, I suggest that that's not a good metric because if the VMs are largely, you know, largely idle, and the traffic is bursty, they can often be shared, and also they probably have the same, you know, a lot of the memory and disk space can probably be shared. So I think it would be a good idea to actually look at the actual memory use, the actual CPU use, and also the power utilization. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be a really useful comparison.
Oh yeah, but actually in our provisioning algorithm, we automatically actually returns and allocate VMs and deallocate VMs. So actually that is kind of taken into account. But yeah, well, let's take it offline. Yeah, I think I got your point. Yeah.
My other question is maybe security implications. I suspect that a lot of the reasons for the per-tenant VM architecture are for security and isolation, and also for controlling your own encryption destiny. So do you think that multiple tenants will necessarily be happy security-wise with a shared VM pool versus a, you know, per IPsec VM per tenant?
So your question is about security implication here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
my suspicion is that that design is not necessarily an optimized, that legacy design VM per tenant isn't necessarily optimized for performance, mm-hmm. but is optimized sort of for kind of security and isolation and people controlling their own encryption destiny.
Mm-hmm. So your so your question is about whether our particular design actually like weakens the security level. Is this your question? Sorry, is that
what? I guess we can take it offline.
Yeah, basically, okay, sorry.